Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
73013.
Yes. Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Sandra Henry.
Okay. Thank you. I'm looking for that name, Miss Henry. I'm not pulling up an account with that name, Miss Sandra. Would there possibly be a different name or a different zip code I can try?
No. I called last month because mm-hmm. I received a shipment and my account was charged mm-hmm. and I told them to stop it. And I haven't received any more shipments, but my account was charged on March 27th.
$49.97. Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. Well, I'm still looking for that name, Miss Sandra. I'm looking. Do you mind spelling the first and last name, please?
The last name is H E N R Y. First name is Sandra. S A N D R A.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And can I have the shipping address, ma'am, on the account?
16216 Snowy Owl Drive in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I've located an account with that information today. That is in regards to, that is our I showed with you entered into a contest entry for a iPad that allowed you to also sign up for our meal planning app called Feast Treat, ma'am. The meal planning app was going to be $49.97 a month. That meal planning app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better.
Well, the thing is, I've never received anything.
Do you remember ever entering into a contest for an iPad or anything like that, ma'am?
No.
You never did any type of contest entry online, ma'am?
No, I don't do that kind of stuff.
Did anyone else in your household ever enter into a contest?
Well, I'm the only one in my household. My husband died last year, so it's just mm-hmm. me.
I understand.
If it was marked, it was not intentional. I don't know how long this is going to happen, but I needed to stop. I'm not getting any information to begin with, or maybe I could have put that with, okay, that's why I'm getting charged. But, like I said, I called last month and they told me that, they would cancel all that and that I wouldn't be charged again, but then I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just living off Social Security, so I'm...
Do you remember the date you called in and you said you canceled? Do you remember that date? I'm looking and I'm not seeing anything about canceled. But if you have a date, I can try to see if I'm able to pull it up.
Trying to look and see. Let's see. It was actually around March 23rd.
You know, I'm showing no record of you calling in to cancel me. I'm seeing there's no record of that at all.
Okay, so what do? I need it stopped. I'd like to get my $49.97 back, but if you stop it.
Okay, ma'am, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and, as you've requested, I will go ahead and assist you with that. I do want to let you know, though, we do currently have a promotion going on today for $20 to be a $20 monthly service fee versus that monthly service fee of $49.99.
Like I said, okay. I'm just making it on Social Security. I cannot do that.
I understand. Well, I will go ahead and just get this canceled out for you. Please stay in line. Okay, I'm canceling this out.
Okay.
Okay, your account has been canceled out. I have a cancellation number whenever you're ready, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
See, like in Charlie. Okay, and then it's going to be 920-491-449. Okay.
C 920-491-449.
Okay.
Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So my account won't be charged anymore either?
Your account is canceled out. There's not going to be any more charges coming off your account.
All right. Well, I'll just leave that other one then. If you can't refund it, I've just lost that. So anyway, I appreciate you taking care of it for me.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.